It is time to become ungovernable. Okay, hold the phone. You might be like, what the hell, Emilia? Ungovernable? Okay, let me throw you back. I stood up on our bed, danced around, and let myself fall in love with the beautiful body I had. Flirted with moments, and I'd set up my camera. I'd only been a professional photographer for a year, but I wanted to give my new husband, age 20, something really sexy of me, these photographs I fell in love with. I had them printed out. I wrote him a little love note. I delivered them in an envelope that was decorated and beautiful. And I said, these are for your eyes only. And I gave them to him on his birthday. He blushed when he opened the envelope and then tucked them beside the drawer where they were never to be opened again. To say I was crushed was an understatement. And I think I know then that was the catalyst of how the rest of the 10 years would look. Growing up Christian, I was told to believe that my body, my pleasure, this little rebel in me, was only to be in the bedroom with my husband. And I finally had one of those. And he couldn't play along with me. It wasn't until an entire decade later did I find myself out on the Oregon coast a month before I finally asked for a divorce, running down the sand dunes, dancing, naked, finally free, at home, witnessed not by anyone, but by the magic of the earth in this beautiful Oregon coast. That's the only true witness that can hold all the magnitude that we are. The truth is, we need our little rebels. We need the teenagers, the ones that push back against the boundaries. We need the seductress to help us really remember who we are past all the conditionings of who we had to become to survive our childhood, to fit into society. And I recently discovered that I have this raging, ungovernable teenager in me who I'm no longer oppressing her. I'm no longer telling her to be quiet. I'm sitting at her feet and saying, babe, I hear you. Here's this steering wheel. This time you get to drive for once. Because she spent most of her childhood afraid that she's going to do something wrong, that was going to threaten her existence. And that was very real. So she played the good girl. She played the obedient one. She played the straight A student and walk, smile, pretty. So she never got the opportunity to press the boundaries and still be loved. She didn't get the opportunity to discover her magic that she pushed. There was to be a revolution to push the boundaries of what is so that we can all grow together. That's the beauty of a lot of teenagers. We kind of forget that. We think they're just like being little a-holes. But most of the time, it's they're pressing against what we have been conditioned to say is okay. And they're just like, wait, why? Why is this okay? And the more that we can give that inner teenager ourself to question the realities, to question really what's going on, the more we create space for getting into the trueness of who we are and what we're really here to share with the world. And I'm not talking about like give your inner teenager the, you know, the steering wheel and just like be really destructive and like do really dumb things. I'm not talking about the recklessness, the like YOLO, you know, you only live once stuff. I'm really asking you to give space to hear them and not just like, oh, okay, I see you now. And so we're good, right? You know, it's just like, okay, whatever. Like you're kind of listening, but you're not, you know what I mean? Like you really need to be in a back and back conversation with your inner teenager and just being like, okay, I see you and I hear you. I see you and I hear you. And so I really love to do this in a few different ways. Sometimes it's just dancing and letting myself really express. I like to sometimes make a video of myself dancing because then I get to go back and actually really witness what I was experiencing. And you don't need to share that video if you don't want to. You can do whatever you want with it, but witness yourself. Or sometimes I like to write in different colored inks. And one's my current voice and one's my teenager voice. Or I'll just even voice memo from two different perspectives of myself, letting myself be that teenager that's just like, oh, I'm angry. Why are you angry? Why are you upset right now? I'm getting curious and not getting judgmental, but staying in that curiosity. And like oftentimes what we want to do sometimes we're just like, We're still in the immaturity of the teenager in a current adult body. We're like, oh, this part of me is really frustrated. I'm frustrated. They're frustrated. And it's being reactionary. But when we really step into that role of the observer in the non-judgmental space, and we get to say, oh, hey, I see you're frustrated. I want to understand why that makes sense for you to be feeling that way right now. Like, there's a reason this inner teenager wants to come out and be ungovernable and be heard. It's because they have some truth that has been oppressed in you for a really long time. And the more space that you give that cracking open to that inner voice, the inner teenager, the more you're to discover the ways that you have conditioned yourself to be present today. And I discovered this recently. I was leading a two-part series at a yoga festival. And I was doing some really incredible stuff, like things I have been dreaming about doing with people for years. And I was finally there leading, co-leading part of this festival, being one of the instructors. And I was like, so cool. And I woke up the second morning and I felt my inner teenager. And she was like, I don't want to do this. I'm not okay. I don't want to do this. Please don't make me go. So angry. But I literally didn't have time. I was like, I have to be there. I have to be there at a certain hour. We're going to start the session. We have a short window. There's like really literally no space to process you right now, babe. And I did my best. And I was like, you know what? Okay. I need to put you somewhere. So I literally grabbed something in my car as I was driving, trying to like talk to her and just like, okay, I hear you. I see you. I hear you're frustrated. I'm seeing you in these emotions. Okay. You have a valid point. And I learned this trick from one of my beautiful friends. Where you grab a tangible thing and you're like, okay, I'm going to have this emotion just kind of hang out here so that way I can come back to it later and make a promise to myself. I'm going to come back to that current feeling state and say, I literally have to go parent right now. I literally have to go do this thing for life right now. And I can't sit and process fully. And so I grabbed a pistachio shell in my car and put it in the center console and was like, okay, this pistachio shell is symbolizing, I'm going to come back to you. So I went about and did my thing. I was able to drop in. It was so beautiful, so powerful. People were just like, I can't believe I got in that feeling state in 5 minutes. Like I showed them the Euphoria Kindred sequence and they were just like, that was so simple and easy, but it was so powerful that I could feel peace in just like a couple minutes, that I could go feeling joy in a couple minutes and that I could be seen in my wildness. And like, it was astounding what was happening. And I was tired the rest of the day. And I kept trying to go, like, I want to be with the people and connect with them. Like, this is the point of the festival, is get to be with the people and connect with them. But I was tired because that inner teenager in me still hadn't had a voice yet. Yeah, I stuck her in the pistachio, so I'm like, I'm back to you. So I left early and I like nourished myself. I rested. And then I went back and I listened to her. And one of the ways I like to listen to her is all the other ways I mentioned before, is I just let myself write, just free flow write. And she was pissed off. She's like, I don't want any more yoga classes. Actually, I'm gonna drop in the poem that I wrote. And y'all are gonna be like, what? Okay, so here's the poem she wrote. I don't want any more wellness experiences, any more instructions on how to feel good, any more forced breath pauses, inhale 4, exhale 5, stretch it longer, declarations of safety and belonging. With the lips that lie because they hold not weight and resonance, I feel your breath and exhaustion. With your words that feel like lip service, don't give me empty meanings, give me the truth. Tell me why you're lost for words and you feel the need to keep saying whether your heart doesn't also touch. I don't want any more lies. Proving I can control this body. Here's how to get high. Here's how to get low. Don't you know I've already touched the grave when I brought in life? There isn't such a place as heaven, just the hells we create with our good intentions. That mask the sirens call of what we really are, which is great liars, chest puffers, feather fluffers, fast runners, always shading the truth. Because if we faced it, would we even exist anymore? I don't want any more feel-good vibes to get lucky or cast spells with polished rocks farmed in a lab, just like the pills farmed in a lab. I don't want your humic acid. I want soil under my nails. I want dragonflies in my yard. I want salty hair. I want words I can eat because the truth is the only real digestible meat. So give me your feel-good intentions and give me the ones with stories of hearing their dead father's voices, of the staples left in your knee, of the woman you loved through a breakdown, of the joy of what you created with the mandarin rinds, of the way you fell in love with the glittering lake and let her devour you one Saturday afternoon, lip stained, skin sparkling, life pulsing, beating, aching, mixed fear with bliss. I don't want any more feel-good highs. I just want life messy, full, heartache, grief-filled, ecstasy split between my pelvis and my skin rising just the same when I know I've touched what can never be named. That's unedited, y'all. That was the voice that was in here, and I'm not asking you all to be a poet. No, that's not all your art form. But just, like, give them a mic and see what truth bombs they're going to land. Like, what? I'm a wellness facilitator, and she's like, we're done being in the wellness things. Like, we just want to love bomb everything. Okay, and so, like, there's a reckoning. There's like this ungovernable piece that you're just going to be like, wait, I made this whole, my whole personality. And this is why it gets scary sometimes. We are afraid to go in and listen to these parts of us because we're afraid it's going to crash our current identity. But the truth is you are not wearing actually who you are. You're wearing a mask. And that mask is heavy. And it's coming with heavy consequences by your inner teenager, this inner voice, your inner guide, whether or not you need to go speak to your inner child, just letting this inner guide come alive in conversations with you is going to hold so much attunement and wisdom for you that's going to help you take the next right step and the next right step and start to question your actions in not a way that's meant to shatter your entire life. Or am I? That, from what I know from my own life's experience, is that it is going to only shatter the mask that you have been wearing to survive. And most of the time, especially as adults, we wear these masks to survive something that is finished, to survive a childhood that's finished, to survive a childhood environment that's finished. And so as you get in these conversations with your inner teenager, you take this invitation and go journal, you go dance, you go have a conversation, you just go listen and you hear what they really have to say. And then you can decide what to do with that information. And you could be like, okay, yeah, I hear you. I really don't like wellness experiences, but I'm still going to go do a wellness experience because I feel really good after. And it's okay you don't like that. Like, right? Like, not all of us likes to eat our vegetables, but we do it anyway because it's good for us, right? We don't always want to drink water, but we do it anyway, you know? And so sometimes, yeah, there is a little bit of like bargaining here, but we really get to go in and be like, oh, wait, are they telling some truth that like I've lied to myself about? And like this inner teenager, this frustration, this anxiety, this depression, this fatigue that we've labeled clinically is actually just this part of me that wants to be heard and seen and honored. So here's your invitation to go listen to that inner teenager. Let them be ungovernable just for a little bit. Not that you need to do anything with it. You can. Your life's going to be incredible if you do. If you, like me, not your inner teenager that wants to run around naked and feral and without shoes, they're going to unlock so much in you. I can't wait to hear how it goes. Please share with me if it feels good. What gets unleashed? What's landed for you in this? And I can't wait to see you tomorrow. It's gonna get even more hot.